The decline of focus in the age of information. Staying focused seems harder than ever in today's digital world. If you're like Sune Lehmann, a Denmark's technical university professor, you might have noticed your concentration ability dwindling. In 2016, Lehmann spearheaded a study to investigate this growing issue. Analyzing data from platforms like Twitter, Google, and Reddit, Lehmann's team uncovered a striking trend. In just 3 years, the average time people spent interested in a conversation topic on Twitter, you were dropped from 17.5 hours to 11.6 hours by 2016. This decrease was similarly observed across other platforms. It appears that the more time we spend online, the shorter our attention spans become. But is the internet solely to blame? Yes and no. It's not just about digital distractions. The issue is complex and multifaceted. Lehmann's analysis of books on Google Books from the 1880s till today reveals a surprising trend. Our fleeting interests are not just a modern internet phenomenon. Each decade, topics trend and fade faster than before. While Lehmann's study isn't exhaustive, it hints at a crucial question. Why are our attention spans decreasing? Understanding this could lead to practical steps for improving focus and learning actively. The speeding up of information flow. Robert Colville, a think tank director, refers to the great acceleration to describe how we are receiving information faster than ever before. Back in the 1800s, news could take days to travel from one place to another. But with inventions like the telegraph, radio, and television, the spread of information got faster. On top of that, we have more ways to get information now than ever before. In 1986, the average person in Western countries consumed as much information daily as if they were reading 40 newspapers. By 2004, that number shot up to 174 newspapers worth of information. Today, it's even higher. This rapid increase in information flow challenges us to actively learn and make informed decisions based on this constant stream of data. The internet has drastically accelerated the availability of information in our lives. Now, information isn't just accessible at all times, it also constantly interrupts us with notifications from our devices. Our brains, however, haven't kept pace with this rapid change. Studies indicate that our ability to concentrate is under scrutiny, with speed reading research suggesting a maximum speed limit for processing information. Neuroscientists emphasize that our brain's cognitive capacity hasn't evolved significantly in the past 40,000 years. Meanwhile, the volume of information we consume has skyrocketed. It's no surprise that many of us struggle to maintain focus in this digital age. The design behind addictive social media platforms. Social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter are intentionally designed to keep you hooked. This isn't a coincidence. It's by design. Silicon Valley refers to its users as users for a reason. They're treated like addicts. The concept originated at Stanford University's Persuasive Technologies Lab in the early 2000s. They explored whether insights from behavioral psychology could be embedded into software to alter human behavior. The answer was a resounding yes. Take B.F. Skinner's experiments with rats, for example. He found that by rewarding rats with food pellets every time they pressed a button, he could make them perform repetitive tasks. This principle of rewards shaping behavior has been mirrored in social media through like buttons, share buttons, and comment features. These elements reward our interactions, encouraging us to stay engaged longer. Another significant design element is the infinite scroll, pioneered by Asa Raskin. Unlike the old web pages that required clicking through to new content, the infinite scroll constantly refreshes with new posts, creating the illusion of endless content. This feature has been highly effective in keeping users online indefinitely, significantly increasing their time spent on platforms. The hidden costs of infinite scroll. How social media keeps you hooked. However, even Raskin, the inventor of the infinite scroll, has expressed regret over its unintended consequences. Originally seen as a convenient feature, it has contributed to prolonged and often mindless scrolling habits. The primary currency for these platforms is not just money, but also your attention. The longer you stay engaged, the more data they collect about you, allowing them to target you with tailored advertisements. This attention is what these companies monetize, making time spent on their platforms incredibly valuable to them. In essence, these platforms are meticulously crafted to maximize the time you spend on them. Understanding these design strategies can empower users to be more mindful of their online habits and take control of how they interact with social media. Recognizing these tactics is the first step towards using these platforms more consciously and responsibly. The double-edged sword of social media, connecting and dividing. Online platforms can distract us and exploit our attention for profit. Yet, they also have the power to build communities and promote collective action. To see this potential, look at the Complexo do Olamau favela in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. The Brazilian government often uses military force in this low-income area, sending in tanks and using deadly force. Police sometimes plant drugs or weapons on innocent victims to justify shootings. Raul Santiago, a resident of Olamau, runs the Facebook page Coletivo Papo Reto, which shares videos of police brutality. This has mobilized favela residents to protest their treatment and shifted public opinion in Brazil, where favelas are often looked down upon. However, the situation in Olamau worsened after far-right President Jair Bolsonaro was elected. His campaign, like Coletivo Papo Reto's success, heavily used Facebook. Bolsonaro's team flooded social media with fear-mongering content, helping him win the election. How algorithms on social media divide us. Social media's ability to connect people can also divide them, mainly due to algorithms. Take the infinite scroll, for example. The content you see isn't in chronological order but arranged by an algorithm designed to keep you scrolling. Calm, positive content is easy to ignore, but controversial content grabs our attention. This is due to negativity bias, where negative experiences impact us more than positive ones. Social media benefits from provoking users. The algorithm itself has no morals, it just delivers content. But constant exposure to misinformation can make it seem normal and credible. A 2018 study found that many extreme right-wing militants in the U.S. were initially radicalized on YouTube. Even if you avoid engaging with misinformation, the prevalence of divisive content affects you. When social media favors shocking content, it weakens our ability to focus collectively on important issues. How we can learn from the past to combat climate change today. In the 1970s, scientists discovered a hole in the ozone layer caused by chemicals called CFCs, found in products like hairsprays. They warned that this hole threatened our protection from the sun's harmful rays. Activists took this seriously, campaigned against CFCs, and convinced governments to ban them. This collective effort led to a significant environmental success. Today, we face a similar threat with climate change, but we're struggling to take collective action. Despite clear scientific evidence, there is disagreement on whether to trust scientists. Social media could help us unite, but platforms like Facebook often exploit our focus, causing division and controversy instead. Facebook's Common Ground investigation revealed that their algorithms promote divisiveness and misinformation to keep users engaged. Despite these findings, Facebook hasn't made significant changes, and we're still distracted by endless scrolling. The truth about multitasking and how to focus better. Right now, you might be listening to this and nothing else. That's monotasking. But more likely, you're also cooking dinner, scrolling through news, or chatting with someone. It's easy to blame our devices for our shrinking attention spans, but that's not the full story. The way we understand focus is flawed. We live in a fast-paced, consumer-driven society that values speed and productivity. We often measure our focus by the immediate results it produces. This leads us to believe that multitasking is the best way to use our attention, If we can do more at once, we think we're using our focus efficiently. But humans are actually bad at multitasking. The term multitask was created by computer scientists in the 1960s to describe computers with multiple processors. It was never meant for humans because we only have one processor, our brain. In today's work environment, multitasking is often seen as the key to being productive. However, research suggests otherwise. When we switch between tasks rapidly, our brains suffer from a switch cost effect, where each transition reduces our mental performance. For instance, a study by Hewlett-Packard showed that those who were interrupted during tasks experienced a temporary drop in IQ points. Achieve deep focus. Enhance productivity and effectiveness. The average white-collar worker in the U.S. spends a significant portion of their time multitasking, which can hinder overall effectiveness. Fortunately, there is a solution, achieving a state of deep focus known as flow. Psychologist Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi coined this term to describe being fully immersed in a task, completely absorbed and oblivious to distractions. To experience flow, ensure your task is inherently rewarding. Focus on the process rather than the end result. If you're not passionate about a task like data entry, it's unlikely to lead to flow. Also, make sure the task is challenging but not overwhelming. It should demand your full attention without making you want to quit. Lastly, avoid multitasking. Concentrate all your mental energy on one task to harness deep focus. Athletes, musicians, and scientists often credit their success to achieving flow states. In a world that praises multitasking and quick results, finding flow can be challenging for most people. Revolutionize social media for better focus. In today's fast-paced world, where multitasking is praised above all else, finding ways to focus deeply is a bold move. But it's not just about slowing down or disconnecting briefly by using airplane mode. The real challenge lies in changing the very systems that push us to multitask, prioritize productivity at any cost, and keep us glued to distracting online spaces. There's hope for change, particularly in Silicon Valley, where disillusioned tech experts like former Google engineer Tristan Harris and designer Asa Raskin are challenging our attention-driven culture. They envision a new era of social media that doesn't prey on our focus, but instead gives it back to us. Traditional features like infinite scrolling and constant notifications would be dialed down. The flood of likes, shares, and other small rewards that keep us endlessly engaged could also be minimized. Instead of constant updates, users might receive a daily digest, encouraging fewer visits and less time spent scrolling mindlessly. Empower technology for mindful social media use. Moreover, technology could be harnessed to support healthier habits. Imagine setting a daily limit for your online activity and the platform actually helping you stick to it. This shift could transform how we interact with social media, making it a tool that enhances focus rather than distracts from it. By rethinking these fundamental aspects of social media design, Harris and Raskin aim to create a more mindful online experience where technology serves our well-being rather than exploits our attention. This vision offers a promising path forward in our quest for deeper focus and meaningful engagement in the digital age. Improve focus and work-life balance. Around the world, efforts to combat our attention crisis are yielding promising outcomes. For instance, Perpetual Guardian, a company in New Zealand, adopted a 4-day work week. This change led to employees reporting better balance between work and personal life, enhanced ability to concentrate for longer periods, and reduced distractions. Similarly, a Toyota factory in Gothenburg saw productivity soar by reducing the workday by 2 hours, resulting in a 114% increase in output and a 25% rise in profits. In France, the issue of burnout prompted doctors to advocate for stricter regulations on work hours. Now, companies with more than 50 employees must establish clear limits on work weeks, including restrictions on weekend emails, to protect employee well-being. These examples illustrate that small adjustments can have significant positive impacts on productivity and mental health. By prioritizing deep focus over multitasking and minimizing workplace distractions, companies can create environments where employees thrive. Key points. 1. Our attention spans are shrinking due to constant digital distractions and information overload. 2. Information flow has dramatically accelerated, making it harder to process and focus effectively. 3. Social media is intentionally designed to capture attention, often through addictive features like infinite scroll. 4. Social media can connect people, but also divides them, amplifying negative and divisive content. 5. Multitasking lowers productivity and focus, as our brains struggle with constant task switching. 6. Deep focus, or flow, improves effectiveness and concentration when we focus on one task at a time. 7. Shifting technology design and work practices can help us improve focus, productivity, and well-being.